Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis and in studio with me is Travis Sirocco. He is the vice president for the Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic. Thanks for being here, Travis.
Thanks, Michelle. I appreciate you having me on.
Now, this is very exciting. We are now in the 28th year, the 28th annual Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic. It is at Kaiser Community Park, Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th. This is a little bit different date than in years past. We've been doing it on Father's Day, right?
Father's Day, but a couple of years back, I want to say 2-3 years ago, there's been more Sonoma County events happening that weekend, and
right.
We wanted to make sure that we're separating from some of these other larger events because we do drive so much traffic to this community, and we want to make sure to spread the love between the hotels and getting people back here in Sonoma County. So we're actually very honored to be doing it still in June for the time being, and we love having it in June. The weather is just absolutely beautiful. So we moved it up a weekend from what it's typically been. So some people are still getting used to that,
right. But
the fact that it's not on Father's Day, but a little bit earlier in June, again, still perfect weather.
So this is so exciting. All right, June 9th and 10th, Saturday and Sunday, it's at Kaiser Community Park, which is in Windsor, very easy to find. You just sort of head out to the town green exit there and follow the signs.
That's right, Windsor River Road, you take a left on the freeway, very easy to find. It's so early in the morning that, you know, all the traffic that's going to be out there is people that are attending the event, which is great. There's a couple different ways to get there if you are a local, but if people are coming from outside the area, like many people do for this event, coming up from San Francisco and San Jose and the East Bay, they're going to hit a little bit of traffic when you hit North Santa Rosa, but be patient. We get people in pretty quickly.
Yeah.
There's parking in the park, and there's also parking at the Windsor High School. That's a fundraiser for their boosters, and it's pretty affordable to go as well.
That's great. So let's talk about how early this is, because when you say early, you're not kidding.
It's about the earliest event that happens in Sonoma County. I think that's a claim that we can make. Gates open at 4 a.m. Again, it seems like it's getting earlier and earlier every year, but the more people that attend, we want to make sure that we're getting people accommodated and situated before the actual event starts. So gates open at 4 a.m. We have new this year. If you're familiar with the event, you're familiar with the Dawn Patrol, which is three balloons that go up right at dawn. They do a little bit of a glow show, and it's a really beautiful experience.
Yeah.
It's one of the highlights of the event. This year, we're actually changing it. It's a big change this year. We're doing an 8-balloon glow show, and we've deemed this the Sonoma Strong Glow Show in honor to commemorate the October wildfires and really to honor the first responders and the heroes that really sacrifice so much during that time.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing a full tribute to those first responders at that time. And that's going to be 8 balloons at 5 a.m.
At
so
5 a.m., okay.
In place of our Dawn Patrol. And it's going to be a beautifully choreographed glow show with some twinkles, some waves, with these 8 balloons. And we're actually putting some music behind it as well. So it should be very special.
That is gorgeous. So tell me a little bit about this glow show. Will the balloons then launch after they're done?
They will not be launching. So again, we've changed some things up a little bit. They're going to be most of those balloons are going to be partaking in the 6 o'clock main launch.
Okay.
So we have these 8 balloons that are going to essentially stand up. We might have one take off. It would be a little bit of a surprise if it does.
Okay.
But we're still working out some of these
some
of these details, even though we're about a week out. So we're working with these pilots. They're going to be putting on this wonderful glow show, and then they will be laying down while more balloons come in to make for the extravagant main launch.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing that main launch in 2 different phases, which is very exciting to extend it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Again, always weather depending with this event.
Sure.
If the winds pick up, sometimes the main launch gets a little bit extended or on pause. But with this purpose, we want to make sure that we get it moving, but then also extend it for the viewees that come out, the attendees. And it should be really great. It should be a really wonderful process. A lot of moving parts. A lot of the folks that don't know the event from the inside out or don't know ballooning, there is a lot of moving parts at this time. But for the attendees and the viewers, it should be a spectacular sight on a beautiful June morning.
Wow. So we've got 8 gorgeous, gigantic balloons. Are any of them special shapes? Or are they...
We will have some special shapes. There's a balloon that we brought out last year is new to our event called Love Birds, a special shape with 2 birds that form a heart.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
We'll have, I think, 1 or 2 special shapes that are a part of this glow show. I think the Liberty Bell is going to be there as well.
Nice.
Very large balloons for a glow show. Kaiser Park can get very crowded with some of these large balloons, but it should be beautiful. 8-balloon glow show followed by a 30-balloon main launch in 2 different phases.
Wow.
Should be quite a sight for locals and tourists alike. And we're very excited about that.
Now, this is so much fun for the whole family. It's really a family-friendly event. I'm talking with Travis Sirocco. He is the vice president for the Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic. It's on Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th. We do want you to get there early. The gates are open at 4. That gives you plenty of time to bring a low-back chair or maybe a blanket to set out and get just the right viewing vantage point for this glow show, which is going to start at 5 a.m., both on Saturday and on Sunday, weather permitting. And you really want to get there in time. I know that 4 o'clock sounds like a horrible time to be awake if you can avoid it. But the feeling that washes over you, seeing these amazing, gorgeous balloons, and this is going to be, this kind of 8-balloon glow show is going to be very different from what you've experienced if you've been to the Hot Air Balloon Classic in the past. So come out and enjoy this.
You know, Michelle, every year we try to do something that hasn't been seen here at this event. It's been going on for 28 years. As you know, it's changed so much over these last 28 years. It's grown. There's tens of thousands of people that come in from outside the area to watch this. And I always tell our friends locally here in Sonoma County, it's 4 a.m., but somebody else is getting up at 2 to drive 2 hours to come see this. A lot of folks in Windsor will watch it from their backyard, mm-hmm. and we love for them to post their pictures. You can hashtag them at our social platforms, SCHABC, as Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic. But something, you know, different this year to really inspire people to come out, again, show their support. We're going to be doing a wonderful tribute to first responders all across the world, really. It's not just here in Sonoma County, but for all across the world. Hopefully we'll videotape it and get some stuff up on our website and our social platforms. But
exactly. If you love to post on Instagram or anywhere on social media, this is the place to go. You are not going to get better opportunities for photos and videos and boomerangs and all the things. This is a thing that's made basically for that kind of thing. People love having that kind of content.
Very visual. You know, I still like to claim we're somewhat of a grassroots event. It happens. People come out similar to a balloon rally, but we're a festival for attendees and pilots alike. We want people to come out and experience the balloons. A lot of these pilots, most of them, the ones I've met, are very passionate about flying. They got into the ballooning at a young age. They had some kind of experience that sparked that interest. They love telling those stories. So we encourage our attendees, be aware, be alert. I know it's 4 a.m., but these balloons are setting up. They could be dangerous, so make sure to stand back behind those secured lines.
Right, yeah.
But you'll see people in neon vests and directing. A lot of these folks are our launch directors. They're volunteers. They come out and support the event, and they do a lot of different ballooning events in the country. They come out. We want to keep everybody safe. But once the balloons stand up, we encourage people to come up and check them out and talk to the pilots and hang around. You know, a lot of these balloons, although many of them do fly and take off and they take passengers, a lot of them will stick around. They'll tether. That's something, again, new this year, that we're going to keep some of these balloons towards the main launch. I mentioned Maria, the pilot that pilots Lovebirds, is actually going to be doing one of the days a static stand up. She's going to be doing the glow show, but then also she's going to be tethering on that main launch field after the second round.
Okay.
So an opportunity to meet the pilots, to go up, find out their experiences ballooning, take some pictures from, you know, up and looking up into the balloon, beautiful colors, beautiful aircrafts, really, and then I mentioned tether rides. People, you know, for an affordable price, they can actually go 40 to 60 feet up in the air with the balloon tethered to vehicles and experience what it's like with actually not doing the full flight and not having to go out and make a whole day out of it. They can actually just experience it. Again, the earlier they get there, the more situated they get early on in the day, the better of an experience it's going to be.
Yeah. So if you're bringing your kids, bundle them up. Put them still sleeping in their car seats.
We see it every year.
Just buckle them in and bring their tired bodies, lay them out on a little blanket. Once those balloons set up, their eyes are going to get huge. They're going to be so excited. Be sure to, you know, keep an eye on your kids because they will want to run towards the balloons. Mm-hmm. And as Travis said, it can, especially as the balloons are setting up, you're going to want to make sure that you're paying attention and your children are paying attention and not getting in the way of any of our volunteers, our pilots, our lead crew, because they need to do what they need to do to make sure those balloons are safe and up. Mm-hmm. But it's very affordable.
That's right.
A super affordable event. How much does it cost for a ticket?
So if you go to schabc.org, that's schabc.org, you can get presale tickets. Adult presale are $13. Child presale are $6. It's a family event, so we want to keep it affordable. It's one of the most affordable family events in Sonoma County. We understand that when parents buy tickets for four or six kids, plus, you know, the adults, it can be costly. So we wanted to keep it very affordable, and that's pre-sale. Or if you're local, you can go to any of the Copperfields books here in town. Mm-hmm. They sell hard tickets. Oftentimes, people like to do that as well and support those local businesses. So that's, and keep in mind, adult, child, a child is 3 to 12. Anybody under 3 is free, okay. Which is great.
So, oh, nice. Okay, good.
And then a $5 parking on site. Again, if you park in Windsor's high school, that's a fundraiser for their boosters. Again, wanted to keep it very affordable for anybody to attend. And I know our friends at the radio stations are going to be giving away tickets, I think, all this week.
So, oh, great. Okay.
You know, an opportunity
to win tickets.
So listen
to this radio station. You'll have a chance to do that.
Absolutely.
And $5 parking. Come on. I mean, and plus it helps the Windsor High School boosters. So that's very cool. Now, you talked about something that is a tether ride. Mm-hmm. So let's explain that for folks who have never been to the festival, who don't understand balloons that well. What is a tether ride exactly?
So we'll have 6 balloons a day. I think maybe 7 balloons one of the days. Oftentimes these balloon pilots will tether to the ground, which means they'll be tied down to an object. It's usually a vehicle. Mm-hmm. We have some friends over at Platinum Chevrolet that donate some vehicles to be tied down to. And we have 6 balloons that will go up. They're kind of a paid admission ride or attraction, if you will. And because it's tied to the ground, it doesn't do the full lift, but it'll
go all the way up in the air, right?
That's right.
Okay,
it'll go
gotcha.
40 to 60 feet.
Uh-huh.
You can get some great family photos and such. And it experience what it's like to take off into a balloon, meet the pilots, talk to them. It's not something that's just very quick and down. They take them time to really do that, but that means oftentimes there'll be lines.
Yes.
So again, we ask for patience. There's only 6 balloons that are taking up. Check them out early. They'll be setting up a little bit of inside for everybody listening today. Mm-hmm. They'll be setting up during our glow show really early in the morning. So take a look over at the ball fields in Kaiser Park in Windsor. Those balloons will lay out. They'll start setting up. That's a great opportunity to go line up and get prepared for that and be one of the first in line to get that ride. And again, very...
Is there an age limit or anything on getting a tether ride?
That's always a tricky question to ask. It's really depending on the pilot and the basket that they're using.
Okay.
I've seen pilots take younger children with their parents, but mm-hmm. they just make sure that the parent or that the child is secure and you know, not fussy or anything like that. It's always up to the pilot discretion.
It's up to the pilot, right?
When it comes to age and size mm-hmm. and whatnot. Okay. I've seen infants on board.
That's up to the pilot.
It's up to the pilot.
Right.
Ask beforehand, before getting in line.
Right.
Talk to the folks that are going to be taking the tickets at those baseball fields where they're going to be tethering. They'll have all the answers for you as far as which pilot is the best fit for that.
And also, you know, think about that as a parent, too. If you have an infant, the noise is probably going to be loud, mm-hmm. at least initially, as they're hitting those the gas to raise the balloon
burners,
up,
yep.
And that can be alarming for a baby. So maybe this is not the best thing for a baby and infant to do. So think about that as a parent. You know, the health of your children is very important. So think about those things before you decide whether you're going to do a tether ride or not. And also, it's nice because you could be on the ground and just watch and take pictures of, you know, your spouse with the older kids or mm-hmm. something like that. So that could work too, if you've got a very young child who you're bringing along.
And there's going to be a lot of other children's activities as well. We have a whole children's play area on the south side of the field. We have a cold in flight, again, free. It's just a retired balloon, if you will, that's laid down with some fans blowing air into it. And it gets a partial inflate and kids can go in, run inside. Inside the balloon. It's really neat. And it's beautiful. There's some great photos on our website that you can see what that looks like. It's just called a cold inflate. Again, we're just blowing air into a retired balloon on the ground. And
so there's no gas is being heated into that. No.
No gas, no heat.
Yeah.
Just something fun for the kids
to
do.
But you can actually go inside a balloon. How
inside.
Cool is that?
And rarely any lines. I mean, I'll say there'll be people running around and whatnot, mm-hmm. and they run through it and the whole thing. But,
do you have any bounce houses or anything?
We do have some bounce houses, some other children's play activities. Uh-huh. I mentioned the Lovebirds folks are bringing out, I think, some children's crafts and some coloring and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to be a lot of kids' activities centralized in that south side of the field.
Nice.
We'll have some great vendors. We'll have food. We'll have coffee. We have a wonderful, I got to mention it because it's Sonoma County, we have a wonderful alcohol booth. for those early beer drinkers, or if you're looking for a little bit of bubbly, Lagunitas is so generous to donate several kegs to our event. Again, all the funds that are going to be raised are going to go back to that nonprofit, as well as Barefoot Bubbly. Barefoot Bubbly Wines has been a generous donor and sponsor of our event. We have a mimosa tent that does exceptionally well. You can't be surprised, Michelle. Come on, we're in Sonoma County, for Pete's sake.
Balloons and mimosas, they just go together.
It's a very relaxed environment. We rarely have any problems. People like to go. They take their pictures. They get situated. Mm-hmm. Again, crowd control is really the families. We ask them to be aware, be alert. There's mm-hmm. balloons going up, and it all happens fairly quickly. The event's only to, about 10 a.m. in the morning. So it's 4 to 10. The main events are 5 o'clock, 8 balloon glow show, and the 6 o'clock main launch. That'll last through about 10 o'clock in the morning. So you have your whole rest of the day to go out and have fun and come into the event in the morning and experience it. Maybe have a mimosa or two, but be so safely, and then go out and enjoy the rest of your day.
That's so great. And that's another thing that people need to keep in mind. I've been to the event many times. I actually was on the board for a bit. And sometimes people are surprised how early the festivities are over. They think, for a normal day, things wouldn't start ramping up until maybe like 8 o'clock in the morning. That's actually when things are starting to wind down at the Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic. This is definitely an early morning event. You don't want to miss that glow. It's going to be so special this year. And I can just imagine, like right now, I'm starting to like feel what it's going to be like on Saturday and Sunday to see all those balloons and to be thinking about like all the heroic people, not just our first responders. There were so many stories of what people did to save each other, to save their neighbors, to save their families in October. And it's going to be so nice to just have that moment to really think about that.
And it's something we will be talking about for a long time. We wanted to have an uplifting message, really no pun intended, but this is such an uplifting event, and it just didn't seem right not to do anything. And so we wanted to keep it very subtle. If you look at our poster, we had a local artist do our poster this year. You'll see it around town, a beautiful artwork, award winning. I think she won an award for the poster itself. But we have some small details, the round barn that we're paying tribute to. Mm-hmm. There's also a firefighter emblem on one of the baskets. Very minor details, but just to pay homage and respect and gratitude to the folks that just have risked so much, and first responders alike. I mean, there's EMS, EMT, there's firefighters, police, sheriff, nurses, hospital personnel, and National Guard, all these folks that have been so gracious to our community during that time. So we wanted to pay homage to that. That's why we're calling it the Sonoma Strong Glow Show. We'll have some first responders on site. We'll have some great music, and it should be a great event. And of course, we got to talk about tourism and how important we want this event to be to the county and the community, and we want people to come here. I have a lot of friends from outside the area, and they say, what can we do? Can we donate? I say, no, just come here and spend your money.
Right.
That's all we want, Right. And we're a nonprofit event. We didn't talk too much about the history. I know we've talked about it on the station before, but we are a nonprofit board of volunteers. This past year, we mentioned another big change briefly, but it's going to be raising funds for the Redwood Empire Food Bank, which is such a staple in our community and our region. We really wanted to narrow down and get more purposeful with our giving. So we took a vote as a board and we really narrowed it down. It was a 3-month process. It took a lot of time because a lot of great nonprofits out there. Mm-hmm. But the Redwood Empire Food Bank has been a wonderful partner, in this event, in the past. And we've always been, sort of a beneficiary for them in some capacity, but we wanted to be more purposeful with our giving. So that means 51% of the proceeds that we're going to be giving back to nonprofits is going to go to them. And we will continue to support other nonprofits along the way. But that's another big change, and we're excited to have them out. I believe they're going to have a vendor booth out there to give some more information.
Great.
We'll be inviting them up on the stage to give a short message and just welcome the crowd. A very grassroots event of some passionate volunteers that put this event on, and so many different community partners. Oliver's a huge partner of ours, donating food and a paid sponsor. I mentioned Barefoot Bubbly. They've been so gracious. Lagunitas, our friends at Garrity's Hardware in Healdsburg and Windsor, a great supporter of the event for many years. Our friends at Summit State Bank, Community Bank, huge part of the community and so giving to the nonprofits in this community. We're so grateful for their support as well. And then we can't not have a classic without mentioning Blue Star Gas, who supported us, I think, since year one.
Yeah.
They donate all the gas for the event. They come out, they support. They've been some just phenomenal partners through the years, and we're so grateful for that. So, again, events changing. We have some new additions and just new foundation for the event. We're continuing growing every year in attendance, and we're grateful for the support.
So a lot of people want to go up in a balloon. They like the idea of the tether ride, and maybe they've been to the event in years past and they've been on a tether ride, and that's very fun. But they think, okay, now I want to go all the way up. How does someone go all the way up in a hot air balloon?
Michelle, I'm glad you asked. And this is the number one question we get asked. We get hundreds of emails about this question, and I think we probably can use a little facelift on our website to explain the frequently asked questions, maybe. Mm-hmm. So we got to, again, put a little asterisk by this. All the flights are weather depending.
Right.
Oftentimes, if there's cloud coverage, the main launch might be a little delayed. It's just the nature of ballooning. For people that know ballooning, they know this. If the winds pick up, sometimes the tethers need to come down for some amount of time. That's just part of ballooning. So the actual flights are available, but in a very limited capacity. Keep in mind, we only have about 30 balloons on site.
Okay.
Probably 20 of them will launch during the main launch. So that's only 20 different riders, or if balloons can hold multiple people, maybe 40 different riders at any given day. A lot of those are reserved for sponsors for the event, just the nature of the event.
So you could, if you really want to do this, be a sponsor.
Be a sponsor. You can go to the website, schabc.org, reach out to the sponsor page, ask for a little bit of information. We'll get an email and we'll contact you back.
Okay.
If they're available on the day, again, depending on the rides that are available, we have an instant sponsor booth.
Okay.
It's right next to the stage.
The announcer stage. Okay.
And it's right by our information booth. You can go there, check in early to find out the availability for your particular day, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, and just ask them to see what the availability is. And there's a potential that you could buy an instant sponsorship. They tend to be like $250. You can buy them. It's pretty typical for a balloon ride. Maybe it's you and a spouse. We've seen, you know, fathers and sons or moms and kids. But most balloon baskets and people, again, I was one of those people. I didn't really understand this. Baskets and how many people they can hold depends on the size of the basket itself.
Right, yeah.
So, and the weight. Weight's a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes people will say, hey, you know, I want to take my five kids. Well, you know, maybe one basket can only hold one extra individual, maybe two. It's very few where you can get three or four people in a single basket for the balloons that we have at our event.
Okay.
There are some corporate balloons that we've inquired about for the future. Some of these balloons can hold 10 to 15 people.
Wow.
That would be great.
But not this year.
But not this year and not in the last couple of years. It's something that, you know, we're investigating a little bit more for our event. And if that's something that we want to look towards, of taking more groups.
Right.
Or if we want it to be more of an intimate experience.
And those balloons tend to be much bigger, right?
Very large balloons. Speaking of large balloons, I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, you'll see some very large balloons out this year. The Liberty Bell is one of them. Huge balloon.
Where is the Liberty Bell from? Do you know where it's from?
I'm not sure right off the top of my head. Okay. A lot of these pilots are from just different
states or
even international. Very excited to announce the return of Darth Vader, the Darth Vader balloon. Our good friend Benoit, who I think, Michelle, you had met when you were announcing the event a couple years ago, and one of the reasons he attended that first year. Such good feedback last year, and people wanted to see Darth again. The first year we had him out was 2016. He owns the rights to these Lucas balloons, and he works closely with the Lucas team. It's just a phenomenal story that Benoit has, and I think he's from Belgium.
He is from Belgium. He is the only one who was allowed to make these Star Wars hot air balloons. He's it.
And people love these balloons.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
such a huge draw. People from all over. We have people that come in from other states to come to our event. We have people from all over the Greater Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say 75% of our attendees are actually from the Greater Bay Area, not from Sonoma County. People want to see these balloons. And Darth, obviously, just a huge draw.
So he's back.
And he's back. So 2018, we're bringing Benoit back. He's flying in from Germany a couple days early to just tour the Bay Area. And he's shipping our balloon to an undisclosed location in Sonoma County. I won't say who.
Okay.
But he's shipping it here. And you'll see this behemoth because it's huge.
It's a gigantic
huge balloon.
Yeah.
As well as some surprises. We'll just say that there's going to be some surprises. Ooh. If you're a Star Wars fan, schabc.com.org. Sorry. Check out some of the pictures from previous years. We're going to have some great surprises for some Star Wars fans this year.
Ooh, that's so exciting. Okay, so not only do you have this beautiful glow show with 8 balloons, and most of them, if not all of them, will stick around, which is also going to be great because sometimes, you know, you want them to stay close they go up in the air, like, wait, where are they going? So that's great. Up close, personal, beautiful glow show at 5 a.m. At 6 a.m., the main launch, which will be staggered. So you'll see lots of balloons setting up, taking off, weather permitting. And that's going to be so fantastic. We've got tether rides. There's vendors. There's food, bubbly, beer, champagne and propane go together. All kinds of great fun. What else are we missing? What else is the wonderful stuff that's happening at the Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic on Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th?
You know, I mentioned some great food vendors. We're going to have some great crafts for kids, the kids' play area. We're going to have some wonderful vendors just for, you know, trinkets for sale and some ballooning merchandise, if you will. Our board has a merchandise booth as well. Keep in mind, a lot of volunteers out there. If you have some questions, go to the information booth. We'll have at least 2 board members there that will be able to answer questions. Oftentimes, the volunteers don't know maybe about ballooning or some things that are happening around there. So we ask people to go to the information booth, ask questions.
Volunteering? Do you still need volunteers?
We would love volunteers. Okay. If you want to get, we'll take volunteers up to the day of.
Okay.
So if you have any questions about volunteering, schabc.org, schabc.org, that's Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic.org. There's a volunteer page. We'd love for you to fill out that form.
Okay, good. And being a volunteer at this event is so much fun because you really don't have to have that experience. If you can follow directions, if you are able-bodied, strong, and can follow directions, you can be a part of ballooning crew. And that is so much fun to help put that balloon up to make sure that it gets off where it's going. You might be part of a chase crew helping that balloon land wherever it might land. That's very exciting too. I mean, it's really a cool experience.
At least once a year, you'll see me up on stage saying, hey, you know, there's 1 or 2 balloons that need some extra crew. Come sign a waiver. We'll give you a t-shirt. You go out and get to experience it. People like that. It's weird. It's weird for an event. You just don't see that every day on any event. You're not going to go to Coachella and see, hey, we need some stage crew. Can you come help us out? No, but you'll see it at our event. And it's just people that are able-bodied that, you know, can grab a line or go on a chase with a blitz. And it's just one of those things that you'll never forget, that your kids will never forget. So we encourage it.
Such a great experience. All right. So we'll see you at the Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic. It is at Kaiser Community Park in Windsor, Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th. Gates open at 4 a.m. The glow starts at 5 a.m., main launch at 6 a.m. And be sure to get your tickets. You can do that online at schabc.org. This is Sonoma County Focus.